Here we go.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
That Schroeder on the scratch and the piano, you hear that? This whole week we're paying tribute to holiday music with a special series we're calling Remixing the Holidays. Now we're going to be talking to some fascinating and unexpected guests ranging from Republican Senator Orrin Hatch to Twisted Sister. When was the last time you heard Orrin Hatch and Twisted Sister in the same sentence? And we're going to be talking to them about holidays and holiday music and what it means to them. Kicking off the series is John Solomon. For over 20 years, John's been hosting WPRB Princeton Radio's 24-hour Christmas music marathon. It begins every year on Christmas Eve at 6 p.m. That means on Friday night you have to tune in. It's Thursday night, pardon me. It's so popular that hundreds of fans begin sending him suggestions for the broadcast as early as June each year. John, is that right?
Yeah. Wow. Orrin Hatch and Twisted Sister. I'm in fine company this week.
Make sure you're listening and hit the record button on your Adobe Audition, because you're going to want to probably remix that for the show. John Solomon, a Jewish kid like yourself, how'd you get wrangled into a Christmas gig that's lasted 20 years?
Well, I was 15 and I'd just been an intern at WPRB over the summer, and come December of 1988, there was this huge swath of time available on Christmas Eve, and I signed up for it and decided I would stay on until the next DJ showed up. And the next year I decided I wanted to try and do all 24 hours, and an unexpected tradition was born.
And you have enough people sending you Christmas cuts every year that you can easily fill 24 hours.
I think I could do a new show every year of a consistent quality level, not playing any of the records I'd played the year previous.
We've got some great samplings of what you have, John. You kick off your show with the same song every year.
Absolutely.
And it's a pretty good one called Santa Claus by the Sonics. I'm gonna guess around 1952. That's just a guess.
68,
oh,
I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's this amazing compilation that Etiquette Records put out, which has three holiday songs by the Sonics and two other bands from the Pacific Northwest, the Wailers and the Galaxies, and it's pretty consistent from beginning to end. Just great garage rock songs that all happen to be holiday songs.
That happen to be holidays. And why to make this your flagship song, your anthem?
It was just one of those things that I realized a couple years in a row I wanted to start on a real high point, and it was one of those things that I felt had the right tenor of the program to begin on this enthusiastic high note and hopefully ride that out for the next 23 hours and 56 minutes.
Right, garage rock and funk. You've sort of got it all covered here. This one is Boogaloo Santa by J.D. McDonald.
Hey, boys and girls, I want you to listen to me. I want to tell you a story, couldn't hardly believe. But it happened to me on one Christmas Eve. Tiptoed down the stairs and hid behind the curtain.
It could certainly be James Brown singing that, but it's J.D. McDonald. So this is another in the category of sort of real songs that talk about
Yeah.
Christmas, not a novelty song.
The best new release that I've heard this holiday season is this Strut Records compilation called In the Christmas Groove, and it has all these amazing 70s soul and funk 45s that have been dusted off and collected on this anthology, and this song is on there.
Songs that stand on their own, but they happen to be about Christmas.
Exactly,
that's
what it
sounds
like. That's an important part of the show to me, is having these great songs that just happen to be Christmas songs, or bands that you really like that you didn't know did these incredible holiday songs.
Okay, great songs that happen to be Christmas songs are fine, but there's a lot in sort of a weird category that probably don't stand on their own unless they're about Christmas and they're in the John Solomon annual Christmas show. Here's one by Culture Side. Listen to this one.
Santa Claus, he was my lover. He's just a girl with a big white beard. But the reindeer's kind of weird.
Okay, kind of weird.
Not Weird Al?
Well, Culture Side made a whole career out of taking pop songs from the 80s and just singing over them. And
in falsetto?
That's a perfect example of that. They also do Depressed Christmas, where they sing over White Christmas in similar fashion to what we're hearing right now.
Okay, so it's kind of creepy and terrible. And yet
kind of creepy. It's exceptionally creepy.
Oh, we're all laughing. I guess that's the important part, right? All right, so that's Culture Side. P.S. Tale Esquire.
Try and get this one out of your head.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Bell, jingle, rock, rock, bell. Bell, rock, jingle, rock, bell, rock, bell. Rock, bell, jingle, rock, bell, bell, bell. rock.
If that song is stuck in my head, John Solomon, I will find you later, and I will probably hurt you.
Celeste, this sounds like the kind of thing that your 10-year-old son Grant might want to memorize in
no,
the car.
No,
I think
no.
I'll send it to him. John, this is the kind of song that would have appealed to me when I was 10 or 11 for sure.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear that.
So how many requests do you get for the... I mean, this is obviously the absolutely ludicrous and just kind of a straight up novelty song, quite apart from a good garage rock song.
Yeah, I don't know if novelty is completely fair to describe something like this, but I think there's a charm to it that I appreciate.
All right, we want to listen to Bill Shifter now, his version of Let It Snow from Computer Generated Christmas. It's not Bill Shifter, it's Bit Shifter.
Yeah.
Bill Shifter's not a guy, but Super Mario was kind of annoying when it was on a gigantic TV, and it's just as annoying now, I have to say.
No, I'm fascinated by people that take technology or use these different means of recording familiar Christmas music. I have people playing songs on old car horns, on rubber bands, on dot matrix printers, just people using these unique ways of reappropriating things that you might have heard originally in some form or another.
I was going to say, a couple of these are the kind of songs you can play at the end of the party to make everyone go home, right?
They head for the door as soon as they hear this.
Well, I think that's an important part of the show, is being able to take these things that are great because they're terrible and these things that are great because they're great and figure out a way to make them all work together.
Okay, we have time for just one more. We promised this, so we have to play it. The 12 Days of Christmas Now, performed by the cast of Twin Peaks in character.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a body, dead, wrapped in plastic.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two secret diaries.
And a body, dead, wrapped in plastic.
Now, if you're old enough and you remember Twin Peaks, you're laughing. If you're too young to know what Twin Peaks is, Google David Lynch or ask Mom and Dad and you'll find out why it's hilarious. Check it out on YouTube. That song's from about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I guess that would be about 88 or 89. Can you imagine the pitch of getting all of the cast of Twin Peaks in to record this in some way, shape, or form?
No.
I bet they would have loved it. I bet they would have loved it.
Probably had it, somebody clutching their pile of logs, as I recall,
well,
right?
The log lady is in here somewhere.
Oh, she is in there. All right. Well, John Solomon, thanks for joining us. We want to go out with Merry Christmas by Silkworm. John Solomon joins us from WPRB Radio in Princeton. He ends his 24-hour Christmas DJ extravaganza with this song, Silkworm, every single year.
And we're taking your suggestions on what makes you sane or insane over the holidays in terms of music, 8778-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headley.
I'm Todd Zwillick. It's The Takeaway.
Crap on the passes. I only had peanuts and raisins. What if we crap?